This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English Listening Test. Test 4. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You overhear a man talking on the phone. What is the man doing? A. Offering someone advice. B. Showing someone sympathy. C. Reminding someone to do something.
You brought this on yourself, Patricia. You really did. I told you that you shouldn't go and study at a university so far away from home. How can your family give you help when you need it if you're living on the other side of the world? If you're as short of money as you say you are, then ask about a job in the university library. They're usually looking for part-time assistants and like to help students. You brought this on yourself, Patricia. You really did. I told you that you shouldn't go and study at a university so far away from home. How can your family give you help when you need it if you're living on the other side of the world? If you're as short of money as you say you are, then ask about a job in the university library. They're usually looking for part-time assistants and like to help students.
2. You overhear two people talking at an art exhibition. What does the woman want the man to do? A. Explain a picture to her. B. Spend more time with a picture. C. Stand nearer to a picture.
This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, and much easier to understand than the stuff in the first room. Mm. It's clever the way you're given one impression when you stand here at a distance, and then everything shifts slightly when you get close. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the colours change too when you look at it from a different angle. That's especially noticeable, look, if you turn round and compare it with the pictures on the other side of the room.
Don't be in such a rush. Let's read about this one in the catalogue before looking at those.
This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, and much easier to understand than the stuff in the first room. Mm. It's clever the way you're given one impression when you stand here at a distance, and then everything shifts slightly when you get close. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. The colours change too when you look at it from a different angle. That's especially noticeable, look, if you turn round and compare it with the pictures on the other side of the room.
Don't be in such a rush. Let's read about this one in the catalogue before looking at those.
3. You hear a woman giving a talk to a group of people. What is the purpose of her talk? A. To advertise a new product. B. To train them in cookery skills. C. To advise them about health issues.
Let's have a look at this product. It's one which you'll all be familiar with. It tells you on the label that it contains 49% haricot beans, 24% reconstituted tomato puree, water, sugar, modified starch, that's maize, salt, onion powder, ground paprika and flavourings. You should always study the label carefully in the supermarket so you know just what you're serving up and eating. By law, it has to tell you exactly what's contained in the tin, so you'll be able to tell whether you're getting what you should eat as part of a balanced diet. Let's have a look at this product. It's one which you'll all be familiar with. It tells you on the label that it contains 49% haricot beans, 24% reconstituted tomato puree, water, sugar, modified starch, that's maize, salt, onion powder, ground paprika and flavourings. You should always study the label carefully in the supermarket so you know just what you're serving up and eating. By law, it has to tell you exactly what's contained in the tin, so you'll be able to tell whether you're getting what you should eat as part of a balanced diet.
4. You hear part of a radio program in which a man is talking about how he changed his lifestyle. Where did he first hear about the island where he now lives? A. On the internet. B. On the television. C. In a newspaper.
Well, although we're Londoners, we'd always fancied the idea of living in the countryside, going back to nature. In fact, we'd been checking out possible places on the internet and were planning to go to Scotland for a look round when we saw the TV documentary about the Isle of Thorpe. There'd actually been advertisements in the national press, but somehow we'd missed all those. We got in touch straight away and discovered they had lots of abandoned farms that needed doing up. Now we've got our own farm on the island, and we love it here. No traffic, no pollution, and we're really enjoying the work. Well, although we're Londoners, we'd always fancied the idea of living in the countryside, going back to nature. In fact, we'd been checking out possible places on the internet and were planning to go to Scotland for a look round when we saw the TV documentary about the Isle of Thorpe. There'd actually been advertisements in the national press, but somehow we'd missed all those. We got in touch straight away and discovered they had lots of abandoned farms that needed doing up. Now we've got our own farm on the island, and we love it here. No traffic, no pollution, and we're really enjoying the work.
5. You hear part of a radio interview about fashion. What is the man doing when he speaks? A. Denying an accusation. B. Reassuring us of his sincerity. C. Explaining why he refuses to do something.
Top DJ Trevor Dean is famously laid back. Like any cool-looking guy in the public eye, he's targeted by the fashion designers who want him wearing their stuff when he's mixing the music in the dance clubs. I asked him about it.
Most brands just throw everything they've got at you. You could literally, once you're some sort of celebrity, never buy an item of clothing again. But this is the first time that I've put my name to an advertising campaign, ever. And what I'm saying is, trust me. You know what I'm about. You know that anything I do, I stand by. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Top DJ Trevor Dean is famously laid back. Like any cool-looking guy in the public eye, he's targeted by the fashion designers who want him wearing their stuff when he's mixing the music in the dance clubs. I asked him about it.
Most brands just throw everything they've got at you. You could literally, once you're some sort of celebrity, never buy an item of clothing again. But this is the first time that I've put my name to an advertising campaign, ever. And what I'm saying is, trust me. You know what I'm about. You know that anything I do, I stand by. So we'll have to see how it goes.
6. You hear a woman talking about yoga classes. Who is the woman? A. A teacher. B. A student. C. A writer.
The format of the classes is fun and creative. There are breathing exercises, games, singing, and relaxation to ensure a balance. Some periods of activity and also some quiet time. I did my training with an organization that provided practice with all age groups, so that means learners in my care can be confident they'll get all the benefits. It's amazing what yoga can do for you, from developing a strong, healthy body to increasing concentration and attention. It's particularly useful for people with mentally demanding jobs, and a lot has been written about that. The format of the classes is fun and creative. There are breathing exercises, games, singing, and relaxation to ensure a balance. Some periods of activity and also some quiet time. I did my training with an organization that provided practice with all age groups. So that means learners in my care can be confident they'll get all the benefits. It's amazing what yoga can do for you, from developing a strong, healthy body to increasing concentration and attention. It's particularly useful for people with mentally demanding jobs, and a lot has been written about that.
7. You hear the weather forecast on the radio. What will the weather be like in most places tomorrow? A. Cold. B. Foggy. C. Wet.
This morning has seen the wind coming from an easterly direction, and temperatures will begin to drop. There is a chance, too, of freezing fog early on tonight, so go carefully on the roads as they may be icy. During the early hours, the wind will swing round to the west, raising the temperature and bringing showers for most of us, and these will be with us for a while. A few places in the east will remain below zero all day. This morning has seen the wind coming from an easterly direction, and temperatures will begin to drop. There is a chance, too, of freezing fog early on tonight, so go carefully on the roads as they may be icy. During the early hours, the wind will swing round to the west, raising the temperature and bringing showers for most of us, and these will be with us for a while. A few places in the east will remain below zero all day.
8. You overhear two friends talking about a shop. What is the woman's opinion? A. There aren't enough assistants. B. The items are reasonably priced. C. The furniture is well designed.
Have you been to that new place, Home Store?
I went last week, actually.
I went once, but never again. It's huge and there's no one to help you.
Well, the idea is that you find things for yourself. That way they can reduce staffing costs and pass that saving on to the customer. It's all quite well signposted, after all, and there's a help desk if you need it.
The tables and chairs look good. A nice modern style.
So people say. I was looking for some new pans for the kitchen, and they're amazingly good value if you compare them with the other outlets. It was a bit exhausting, though.
Have you been to that new place, Home Store?
I went last week, actually.
I went once, but never again. It's huge and there's no one to help you.
Well, the idea is that you find things for yourself. That way they can reduce staffing costs and pass that saving on to the customer. It's all quite well signposted, after all, and there's a help desk if you need it.
The tables and chairs look good. A nice modern style.
So people say. I was looking for some new pans for the kitchen, and they're amazingly good value if you compare them with the other outlets. It was a bit exhausting, though.
That's the end of part 1.